Hello, friends. What's up with everyone? What the fuck is up, Denny's? What are Couchlands, and why did I think that was going to Magic Card as soon as I heard about it?
I assume he means Lost Lands, a popular EDM festival which is currently ongoing.
I see, okay.
Couchlands thus refers to watching Lost Lands from home. I remember the lingo now.
It appears you were correct.
Blammo.
Yeah, Lorraine, I saw that video. Bobum, that's a good strategy. If you're a big fan of a team, you think you're going to lose, bet some money that they lose. That way you're, you get paid for losing. And if you win, then you just paid to win. Just went 30-0 as Lux and Aram. How do you feel I did? Lux can pop off in Aram. Not as much as like Samira, though. Samira, you just roll your pace on the keyboard and win. Yeah, I saw the video. This is Amy's video on Horde. How many of you guys saw that video? You brought it up. I didn't really want to talk about it. I'm like the no-hubris guy, right? But it is pretty funny, dude. It's pretty funny. Nah, it's new. It just came out, Glowing Bulb. We were talking about it earlier, and we're just like, it's nice when someone on the outside sort of just confirms the stuff you've been saying. Like, none of this is surprising if you've listened to a fireside ever or you're in any of our meetings, right? Like, the fact that, like, they blue ball and then kind of lie about who won what is not really a surprise to anyone here, but it's nice when someone who's outside of your group just sort of confirms it, goes in there, like, has no preconceptions, and then confirms what you've already been telling people. Yeah, that's what I said, Alan. That is like, I disagree as well with the constantly being outformed thing. I think that was a little bit of like frustration talking, perhaps. Or just the one that she ended up going on. Anyway, I got a couple interesting things to tell you guys. Did you know that in-game, if you look at Goonfleet, the original Alliance, sort of the original Alliance, let's just call it the original Alliance, in 3 days will be the 20th anniversary of the founding of Goonfleet. So, one more year till we can drink. Pretty sick. Didn't Canada up their age, or did I make that up in my mind? Their drinking age. Yeah, okay. Canada is still 19? Okay. That feels like more arbitrary than 18 to me. 16? Wow. That feels weird. That just feels really, really weird from over here. Anyway. All right, well, 20-year anniversary in a couple days. Thanks to Cryptic Fox for catching that. We don't have any incursions up right now. We think one will probably... Whoa, okay. Thanks, Heidi. We don't have any incursions up right now. We think one might spawn pretty soon. Just want to see if I say incursions again, if something will just scroll our screen. Incursions? Incursions? Anyway. All right. I don't know even know what I'm announcing anymore. You just join Incursion Squad. You can make some money. There you go. Boom. In particular, Incursion Squad is looking for U.S. time zone pilots. Speaking of which, we'll be upgrading our hardware pretty soon, like in the next couple of days, most likely. So your spamming of links will no longer be as draining on our systems. Thank you once again to everyone who donates to the server fund. We do appreciate you. Yeah, Jabber and Mumble will have to go down for upgrades. Link to server fund, I don't have it offhand. MXD, I'm sure someone can pop it in here. The Patreon. Ah, this seems appropriately salty. Mayhem Von Reyes says, can we get some leadership attention to the ACL policy? My attention is piqued. At the moment, there is no distinction between actual goonfucking and a small mistake. We'll get you 90 days on the shit list. Only one director is handing these out, so we'll help to have more of a team handling this instead of one to two people who hardly log in. Mayhem Von Reyes, you really checked a lot of boxes here. I appreciate you, brother. If you or a friend happen to make a small mistake, you got to wait 90 days. That's how it goes.
If you really feel brave, you can try and appeal to me. I don't know if I've ever succeeded in getting one of those overturned. But frequently what happens is that the small mistake turns out to be what was small is the person's evaluation of whether they would get away with it.
Anyway.
To be clear, if you were actually goon-fucking, you would just be banned. Right. The shit list is for things that are not full-on goon-fucking, and you need to slap on the wrist. 90 days is a slap on the wrist.
That's a good point from Muramasa. She, by the way, the Eve Guru videos are promoting station trading and NullSec Lion Sub. Don't do that in goon space. That's something I hadn't really considered, but yeah. You maybe some Eve trader is telling you that, and I say trader, not traitor. Some Eve trader is telling you, this is the greatest way to get rich. Go do it in Jita or Amar or whatever, but that's an unregulated market, and this is a regulated market, right? And so if you want a crime of freedom, you can go be absolutely as free as you want to be in Jita. Totally, totally free. Free to compete with everyone else. If you want to play in our market, buy and list below the price of someone else. Make money that way. That was Kazanir Mayhem. V was in fleet? That's cool. I actually didn't know that. All right. 2 weeks from now, we have Lucas Fleet. Don has been trying to get me to promote this. I think for the last 4 weeks, this is the first time I believe I've mentioned it. But we will have, I think, our first cracks in 2 weeks. Okay, I'm going to do some quick questions. That's all I have to talk about. It's been a relatively uneventful week overall. And then I'm going to do a sumo stream personally. It's the only time I can fit it in today. So you got to... Got questions, throw them out there. How are the hostile Napox behaving? apparently not very well. Actually reminds me. We're almost certainly going to adopt Maelstroms and probably in the next week or so. So if you have not, if you were not part of Tech Fleet, you probably don't have the skills at all. If you were part of Tech Fleet, you may not have T2 RD, since Tech Fleet did not use T2 RD. So T2 Large Artillery, Projectiles is the actual skill, T2 Large Projectiles, and then Mimitar Battleships. That's something that's going to be coming down the pipe. The CCP just buffed the hell out of the Maelstrom. I know I told you guys this last week. So we'll be adopting Maelstroms. Lashak's Wen, probably not happening with Maelstroms coming into the meta. Doesn't make a ton of sense. PI class and University Wen, I do not know the answer to that. Ellie May says, Asher, can you tell people to join Scouts? We like to watch. Indeed, they do like to watch. Give Baltech. Baltech could come back. It's a possibility. We'll see what happens with the meta. Basically, Baltex will come back if sort of a SIG tanking meta arises. How do you feel the Alliance is doing with all the poke fights that have been going on? I feel like there's a real nice balance between turbo crabbing a few hours followed by a shit ton of GQ and RXA content. Thank you, Mifune. I think we've hit in a pretty good spot with it. I just learned old Gooby is trying to spin it to his guys as though he's doing a war. and he's releasing his weekly war updates. So That's funny. But yeah, we're trying to keep you guys entertained, have fun, go for little strategic goals along the way, but let you guys make money and enjoy it. Someone had a question for me. I was scrolling by. What was it? Oh, Raven Navies. Yeah, we will be using Raven Navies. Wait, we're at war. According to Goblins, we are indeed at war. Weekend of Goblins continues. Ron Johnson requests that I ask Lorraine if he has a fun sumo fact. Lorraine, do you have a fun sumo fact? Can I bring my Drake to a fleet? Maybe. Big Randy Downs says, any armor docks coming soon? Yes, I will be adopting one. Many others are not nearly as excited as I am, but something will be happening. I will, yes. I'm all aboard the armor doctrines right now. Thoughts on Vanguard and the event? Darth Killeth, I have literally no idea what is going on with Vanguard or the event. Like, I saw some chatter about it, and I am totally out of it other than that. So, yeah. Fastest fuck Leshax, probably not Leshax, like I said, with Maelstroms in the meta. Did you know that UK Corp turned 21 a couple days ago? Who knew the old folks had enough bandwidth to let us all online at once? Graham Edwardson says that. No, I did not. That's cool, though. Yeah, I read some Vanguard stuff. I did see a cool screenshot, though, of like an Orthrus and it was an Orthrus and a Pancake, right? Yeah, a Barghest and Orthrus, like, yeah, flying over a battlefield. That was cool.
That's really good art. They really did good with that.
I like that one. But I literally don't know anything else about it. I always thought it'd be cool, like, if, like, you could integrate it somehow where, like, you could board ships and, like, turn off guns and stuff by having, like, marine fights in them. I don't know if that actually has any use tying that into EVE, but it would be a cool thing. Like, imagine if you had a Titan fight and you were, like, drop ships dropping into the Titans to turn off, like, to fight over turning off Doomsdays. Is that cool or not? I mean, it is cool. Would it bother us? Probably, yeah. Keep certain infiltration missions when, like, yeah, that's stuff you could do. Mifune says, here's an interesting question. I'll be the judge of that, Mifune. I think you mean doubt, but are we ever going to get a recode of goonfleet.com? I'm sure that backend infrastructure is kind of old, and curious if anyone from the IT team sees any issues or limitations with how it is today.
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah, it is actually a good question. Do you want to hand this one, Kaz? I mean, I can answer it. Man, but would you so like? Yeah. I'm gonna. Can someone Google a picture of duct tape for me and just throw it in there? And that would be indicative of our code base.
What do you mean? I think it looks like buttes. That's what it looks like.
Buttes. It does indeed. I'm going to try to answer your question quickly and pithily, Mifune. We wouldn't mind having a ground-up recode of everything. It would be a lot of work, and it would need people to do it, and so it is unlikely to happen. Getting that kind of stuff done is not sexy, and people who volunteer for it generally don't finish and go all the way through with it. So that's sort of the way it is, and we certainly don't make enough money to hire someone to do it.
Right, so we do feel like, even though it's old and really horrible garbage, that we're embarrassed to have to ask a single developer to help us maintain, and several have volunteered because they're masochistic. We feel like it's superior to Alliance Auth in certain key ways, or doesn't have certain weaknesses. That doesn't mean it doesn't have all these problems. It does, and we do want to fix them. But yeah.
There's we have a lot of systems that were built on top of it that just rely on it to run. So you would have to fix a lot of those systems that we built on top of our system to make it work. And it's just unlikely to happen. I would love to make like our registration process a little smoother. Like, that would be nice. I don't like how much like tech support we have to do about that, but you know, someone once said you go to war with the army you have, not the one you want. There you go. Let's see. Goon IT is Memotar inspired. Exactly.
Tombstone, I think Sublab is an AI.
Yeah, our all of our code is single threaded, of course. Are goons going, oh, Chris asked this, are goons going to consider spread capital umbrella towards south, or is that no option at all? That's a good question. So this is a geography thing, Elchris, and generally it's not an option because we are placed in a system that covers, like, depending on the type of ship, somewhere from 80 to, like, 150 systems. And there are only a couple systems better than that in the area, but it's all nominal gains, and they're all pretty close to SeaTac-J. Going to the south would severely cut our systems that we can do, and the gain would not be that extensive. So our thought and our thinking and what we're happy with right now is that it's basically impossible to not find a valuable system that you can use under the umbrella. And so splitting ourselves would be a whole lot of work for very little gain, a lot more effort, and more danger too by having things split. So unlikely. There's a lot of good mining systems in the south. Yeah, I mean, you can still mine them, and Rorquals with panic should be able to survive long enough to have someone get out to you and save you with Delta-9-1-1. So there you go. Next keep star fight when body in. I think we don't have a one like plan at the moment. You know, we had that one a few weeks ago, and we'll have another one soonish. Didn't say something soonish. Future plans. EOS fleet went. I don't think the EOS is very good. Like, I mean, they specifically kind of unbuffed it, didn't they? It's certainly not on my radar. Eagles are not good. Eagles the band. That's pretty good if you like dad rock. Just joined the stupid idiot SIG. How often do they get called up? What is stupid idiot? That's Redeemers?
Yes, that is Beehive. That is the people who drop with Beehive.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just need to be in the Beehive fleet and on comms, and it's all the time. But you probably won't get a ping saying, you know, this or that.
You'll get pings to say when Beehive opens, now that you're in the SIG correctly, right? That's how
Tombstone,
it works.
Very happy. All right. Do we have any burning questions? Does anything burn, guys? Cadults, what about cadults? Like, yes, get them. They're good. Burns when I'm PvPing. I like that, Ron. Good job. I made sourdough. Dude, please share with the class. I love sourdough. Sourdough is the best kind of bread. I'm just going to throw that out there. If you think anything else, you're wrong. Also, this is for Americans only, but mac and cheese should not be part of your Thanksgiving dinner. That's disgusting. Please stop.
Sourdough being the best bread is also only for Americans because they don't know how to make bread.
I'm leaving Coons after that statement. Yeah, perfect, dude. Bro, Lorraine, Americans and food ain't doing well. It's like the craziest statement. Like, there's a lot of bad things you can say about America, but the fact that our food is good is like the one thing that everyone agrees on.
Our food is unhealthy.
Right.
That's true.
That's why it's good. Like, if you want to be healthy, don't eat our food. But if you want to have good quality tasty food, this is the place to be.
Gluttonously tasty, even.
Yeah. Like, I've been in Britain, dude. It's bad. It's real bad.
That's really, you know, take the weakest antelope out of the pack of Europe, though.
Yeah, Britain. Yeah.
Maybe we should set a higher bar than
that is,
Britain.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, France, Italy, Spain, those are your heavy hitters over there in Europe. Germany, no, I'm sorry, Germans, you do not have, like, good food. Your food's fine, you got some good stuff, but it's not, like, let's not get full of ourselves over here. I know that was Don saying it, not even a German calling it out. Europe is not only Britain? Okay. I haven't seen proof of that. All right. Do different color chats mean anything in Jabber, Condo? They're the first good question we've had in 2 minutes. No, you get assigned a name randomly. There's no like color randomly to your name. It's not, there's no meaning. It's not like a role or whatever, like you might be in somewhere else. You just get a random color. I've been asked about cat ears twice. I don't know why. Is this like a, did I talk about cat ears sometimes? I was shitposting if I did. Michelin stars by country. So the French magazine run by a French tire company, might I add, a tire company is the one that we're supposed to believe knows what good's good food. I don't think so. I don't think so, my friend. I don't trust French tire companies with my food recommendations. It'd be like me linking a U.S. garbage dump company. Yeah, Japan actually has, like, Tokyo has so many Michelin star restaurants. All right, friends. I'm not going to ping out my stream. I'm going to just go put it up here. I don't need to ping again since you're here anyway. I'm going to go do some sumo. See you later. Have a good one.